American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. If she's elected president, Kamala Harris pledges to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border, a project she once opposed and called un-American during the Trump administration, according to outlet Axios. It's another example of Harris flip-flopping on her past leftist positions, such as supporting Medicare for all and banning fracking, proposals that aides say she is now against. Take a listen to some of her past comments.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on.
You know what?
Instead of a wall.
On the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
One Harris TV ad describes her time as Attorney General of California as that of a border state prosecutor. There may be some Christians that aren't energized to vote this fall. Debbie Wuthnow, iVoter Guide President, joined Washington Watch.
Whether you're energized or not, it is our responsibility to participate in this election. So we can't let our voices be buried. We've got to make our voices heard. And that means getting out there and voting. The people who we elect impact the direction this nation takes. We know we are at a critical juncture. You hear it all the time. This is the most important election in my lifetime. But I think everybody says this really is. And Christians have to be salt and light and make their voices heard by voting. But you can't vote if you're not registered.
She also talked about the issue of early voting.
If you can't vote on Election Day, vote early. I personally like to vote on Election Day. I like to get my little sticker and walk around with my sticker. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody should do that. We've had, you know, we have staff members who've had some health and issues with medical problems or family issues, and they can't get to the polls on Election Day. Frequently, people who work on campaigns or in, you know, in the government can't get away on Election Day. You have to make sure you vote. So look at your calendar and make a plan.
She also understands the concern some have about early voting, but encourages those that need to vote early to do so and have it counted rather than wait. The Texas House Elections Committee held its second interim hearing to monitor adherence to Texas election law, according to Texas Scorecard. Audits reviewed during the hearing yesterday suggest that Texas still has a way to go before elections are trustworthy. The Secretary of State's office presented the findings from its most recent round of audits. After every election cycle, the trends are clear across all counties. Improved documentation protocols. Pro-life pregnancy centers and a nonprofit network of affiliates are free to tell women about the abortion pill reversal while their lawsuit continues. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
Earlier this year, New York Attorney General Letitia James sued 11 faith-based pro-life pregnancy centers along with a network of affiliated centers in New York, saying they are promoting what she calls the unproven abortion reversal treatment. As a result, James is seeking damages and penalties that could close these pregnancy resource centers' doors. Attorney Gabriella McIntyre of Alliance Defending Freedom says it also chills the speech of ADF's clients, National Institute for Family and Life Advocates, that make those same statements.
So we sued on behalf of two pregnancy centers and our own network of affiliated centers as well, alleging that she has violated their free speech rights in trying to censor their speech about abortion pill reversal.
Last week, the U.S. District Court for the Western District of New York ruled that ADF's clients are free to continue sharing information about abortion pill reversal for the time being.
It was a great victory. So the court agreed that the Attorney General's attempt to silence and censor our client's speech about abortion pill reversal was indeed a violation of their free speech rights, and he barred the Attorney General from continuing to infringe those rights while we litigate the case. So practically speaking, that means that while this lawsuit is being litigated, our clients can continue to speak about APR to their communities without fear of being prosecuted, and this will have life-saving impact because women will be able to hear about this life-saving option.
See more at AFN.net.